Hi guys, a beautiful morning to you all. Today's Bible reading taken from 1 Chronicles 6 to 1 Chronicles 9. There will be no Bible verse for today, a memory verse for today. Let's take a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be saying to us today. I genuinely looked at 1 Chronicles 6 and I was like, Lord, what are we doing here? And what are we reading here? Because all I'm seeing is this, we got this, this is the son of this clan, why does one chapter have 81 old verses? But then I was humbled real quick because there's a psalm that has like 150 verses. So when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it for sure. But personally, I just divide the Psalms myself. So what are we going to be doing and how are we going to be doing today's Bible study? This begot this. This begot this. This begot this. But then there are particular names that they get to that they give us a little more insight into their lives. Reading these chapters from 1 Chronicles 1 down to 9 and the other chapters that we're going to be reading, it's spans through decades and centuries and different lives and different timelines. But then there are some particular names that they stopped at and they give us insight into. Why? Because these people made a difference and they did something different in their own lifetime. It is not all the children that they were named because of the pain that they went through when they were giving birth to them that they stopped at. But Jabez was different. They stopped at Jabez and they told us that he was named because of the pain that his mother went through when he was born. But then the father went on to tell us that Jabez cried out to God. The first introduction of Jabez was that Jabez was more honorable than all of his brethren. Next, we saw that Jabez was tired of the lifestyle of pain. He saw that he, because of the name that they were calling him, he was actually inflicting pain on others, and he cried out to God and said, God, help me, enlarge my coast, bless me. I do not want to cause pain for anyone. And that simple prayer changed the course of his life. In the following chapters, we see that there are many people that they went past their lives like it never happened, and this begat this, and this begat this, and this begat this. But then we never really knew who they really were and what they really were about. And for other people, we saw that there was a certain daughter of a certain man that they built a particular place. They changed the trajectory of their life. They did something that changed the perspective of people, that wowed people. What are you going to be doing that is going to be different, that they will call your name in the books of history? I don't want my name to just be mentioned like I never existed. I don't want my legacy, how I lived, to just be moved past like it never happened. I want to do something impactful. I want to do something that will change lives. I don't just want to exist. I don't just want to make money. I want to touch lives. What do you want to do? How do you want to be different? How do you want to live differently? What do you want to be known for? And what do you want to be remembered for? I want to be remembered for knowing God. David was remembered for knowing God, for being a friend of God. Abraham was remembered for obeying God. I want to be remembered for obedience. I want to be remembered for helping people build a relationship with God, for opening their eyes to see what they can do and what God has called them into. What do you want to be known for? If you don't know who you are right now, if you don't know your purpose on earth right now, know God. The more of God you know, the more of yourself you know. The Bible says in John 1:4 that in him was life and this life was the light of men. In Jesus is life. Yes, there are many people making it, right? Making so much money, enjoying life. That is the definition of making it in the worldly terms. But according to us, a well-fulfilled life is a life that touches and changes. It's not just about money. If it was just about money, many of us would have focused on many other things. There have been thousands of men and women who have gone through this life and their names are not being mentioned. There have been thousands of men and women that were stinkingly rich, but their names were not mentioned. I don't just want to be mentioned for money. I want to be mentioned for the impact, for the people, for the love that I showed. The way out is asking for help. Ask God for help. Ask Him questions. There was a time in my life when I was asking God some certain questions and He said, "You're not asking me the right question." And I'm like, "Bro, what do you mean by I'm not asking the right questions?" And I realized that if God could tell me that I was not asking the right questions, that means He could tell me the right questions to ask. And then I went further to ask Him, "God, what questions would you have me ask?" Place in my mind, in my thoughts, questions I'm supposed to ask you that will lead me in the right path. And then He started putting questions in my heart and in my mind. Recently, I told God that, "God, I don't know how to love you for you." It's as real as that. And I asked Him to help me. You know how He helped me? He sent a book my way. In that book, I saw myself. In that book, the lady asked all the questions that was in my heart. And Jesus gave an answer in that book. Ask Him for help. Even things that regards Him, things that regards loving Him, things that regards engaging Him, He will help you. Sometimes all you need to say is, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me, help me." And He will show up. He will help you. It's okay if you don't know where you're headed right now. It's okay if according to the worldly standard, you've not achieved anything, or according to your own standard, you've not achieved anything. That's fine. We can go on God's speed. Sometimes God's speed could be as slow as whatever we think it is. And other times it could be as fast as lightning. He makes everything beautiful in His own time. I heard recently from an apostle that I've been following for a while. He said that, "Why do we forget that God is a good God? In fact, GPS does better than God in our mind." Imagine you missed a turn, or you missed your turning following GPS or Google Maps. Google Maps will try to reroute your route as fast as it can to make the fastest and shortest possible route to get back on track. Why do you think God will not do that? Why do you think God is waiting for you to make the slightest mistake so He can cast you out? No. He's more gracious than that. He's more loving than that. He loves you more than you can ever think of. And I think something we need to pray for is an understanding of the love of God. We need to understand the love of God more than anything. As Christians, we preach, "Oh, Jesus loves you." We tell people that have never known Christ, "Oh, Jesus loves you." But then when we do something against God or against ourselves and we fall, why do we find it hard to run back to God? Why do we feel so guilty when we have been the one shouting, "Oh, Jesus loves you"? He will take you like that. Do you think He has been waiting for you to make a mistake so He can cast you out? How can He have forgiven you of all the sins that you made before you knew Him, and then only for you to start knowing Him, and then you just do one thing and He wants to cast you out? Absolutely not. He's your cure. He's your medicine. He will not take the only thing that could make you holy from you. It is His will that all men should come into the knowledge of His truth. I pray that you understand the love of God. I pray that you understand His help, and that at every point you run to Him. I pray that this recording, this Bible study, meets you at the point of your need and speaks to your heart. I pray for everyone that will be listening to this recording, that your heart be open to God, be open to the love of God, that your mind and your heart understands His love and helps you to love Him as Christ loves the church. The reason why God has given us free will is so that we can love him by ourselves, not being forced. I hope you desire to know God and to experience him and to love him. If you don't right now, that's fine. You can ask him for the desire to love him and to know him and to experience him, not for the things that you can receive from him, not for the material things or even the spiritual gifts, but for his presence and his personality. Do you know that God is funny? Do you know that God cracks jokes? Do you know that God wants to know you personally? Is that real? And he has a personality that you need to know, that you have to know, that you have to experience. If you currently do not have the desire to love God for himself, you can ask him for help. Ask and shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. And this is how we end today's Bible study. I hope you guys have a great day. Feel the inviting the Holy Spirit into your daily activities. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more.